What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Okay, I've heard you or somebody else mention today that some Democrats are now advocating things like struggle sessions and re-education camps for conservatives.
Have you heard that? Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Now, I think that that's probably more widespread than you think. I believe we seriously are on the verge of a civil war. I can't imagine that conservatives are going to allow themselves to be herded up off the concentration camps and treated like that. Yeah, if they want to try that with me, they can do it at the point of my gun. I guarantee you, I will not go, period. And I think any other conservatives feel the same. I want to tell you as well that how this election has gone reminds me exactly of what I remember from growing up in Louisiana. We always knew the old ward bosses, especially in New Orleans, were going to stuff the ballot boxes to get the Democrat in. And, you know, this looked exactly like what I've seen time and time and time again, you know, in Louisiana. And as soon as I saw the vote totals change, I thought, okay, the so-called ward bosses are at it again. They have stolen, they're trying to steal this election.
Yes.
And if we don't stop this right now, we will never have another free and reliable election again in this country. And I think if we can get to the bottom of this, if we can find out who's behind that, these people need to go to jail. They need to be hanged. This is treason. This is nothing short of treason, Mike.
Yes.
I'm just amazed, you know, that some people would actually consent to this nonsense. They put a man in office who would turn the United States into a banana republic. That's exactly the danger we're facing right now. Joe Biden will turn this country into a banana republic.
Well, the far left of the Democratic Party is already putting pressure on him to adopt their agenda. And, you know, what kind of craziness is coming over from that. But, yeah, they're all out there. They're starting to openly talk about, communism as being a good thing. And I don't really know. I know that growing up in public school, I was taught communism was a bad thing. So I don't know where they're getting this new enlightenment from, if you will.
Well, I've talked with many people who grew up in communist countries who tell me it's a bad thing. I knew many Cubans growing up in southern Louisiana. I met Russians who were able to get out of the Soviet Union back in the 70s and the 80s. I don't know of anybody who's ever lived in a communist country or under communism who ever told me it was a desirable form of government. And if for people in this country to tell you that, well, communism is good, I'm just curious. Well, what's your experience with it? Have you talked with people who've lived there? I mean, I lived in Berlin. You could walk up and down where the old wall was, the Grenzmauer there, and you could see the monuments of the people who tried to get out of Berlin, out of East Berlin into West Berlin because they got. They didn't want a Big Brother's jack boot in their neck anymore. Good Lord, this country has become we are evolving rapidly into an idiocracy, Mike.
Yes, we are.
You know, this is just it's appalling, really appalling. If I could get out of this country and go someplace just where I could relax, like Costa Rica, and just lie back for a few years, I'd do that.
But well, I do that too, but they won't take anybody at my age.
Well, I'm a little bit older than you. I think they'd take me. If they take me,
okay.
They'd take you.
Well, let me know if they do.
Well, I will if I can talk my wife into going with me. As I said, it's very disturbing, Mike. We have evolved into an idiocracy. And it's only going to get worse. If Biden manages to steal this election, this country will absolutely come apart at the seams.
Well, this is not the first stolen election. I mean, John F. Kennedy stole it from Richard Nixon. I mean, you know, there's been election fraud for as long as there's been elections. It's just this time they were so over the top needing to defeat a Trump landslide that everybody noticed, and people are complaining. Even Democrats, you know, have come forward to say, I saw cheating.
Yeah, it was over the top. And that's why I said this reminded me of what I saw many times in Louisiana.
Yes.
It was a little ward boss operation. And, I mean, I recognized it immediately. And anybody who grew up in Louisiana would recognize that. And, of course, anybody who grew up in Pennsylvania would recognize what happened in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I hope Trump can get in. And, frankly, if he does, I want to see some people rounded up and hanged. I really do. I'm sick of this stuff.
Oh, I would like to see that, too. But right now, it looks like Trump's plan is to simply have the Supreme Court declare the election null, at least in the swing states, at which point the presidential election under the Constitution gets thrown into the House of Representatives, where Trump would win.
Yes.
Rented-lip.
And I think that's where it's headed. And actually, if you've listened to Justice Alito, he's been
yes.
very harsh in his criticism of this. And I think one reason that the Democrats are terrified of having this into the Supreme Court is that Alito, I think, is going to have a lot of sway, even on the Chief Justice in a matter like this. I mean, he was just brutal in his criticism of this nonsense. If they can get it into the Supreme Court, I think Trump has a really good chance. Anyway, I gotta let you have your other calls, but thanks for taking my call today, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Anthony in Tucson. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello. I wanted to know that the framers, when they drew up the United States Constitution, we're giving you a republic, and it's up to you to keep it. Now, I want to know who can I get to file the treason, subversion, and the conspiracy against the Democratic Party, which was started by Jacob Schiff, who vowed that he would destroy this country and turn it into a communist bloc nation, and backing it up by Mr. Biden, claiming that he was responsible for the Brady Bill being passed. Calling our defense weapons assault weapons when our weapons are only an assault weapon when we are put on ships, airplanes, or boats to fight a war. That's when our weapons become assault weapons. And I was trying to find the quote from the communist by the name of Sarah Brady, who I believe was even involved in having the Reagan shot. She said, how else, oh, brother, I really want to know if there's some me in filing the treason against the Democratic Party, because they are subversive, and their plan is to overthrow this government, and they said they can't turn this into a socialist country until all of us who oppose them have guns, and I'm trying to actually get the quote from her, but evidently her best buddy, here I found it. This is, in her own words, our task of creating a social America can only succeed when those who would resist us have been totally disarmed. The Jewish lobby,
yeah.
who is Feinstein, Schumer, Franken, Boxer, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who finally met her deserved hole in the ground, who murdered 85 million at the time that I did the research of innocent lust children that were the future citizens of this country. The future caregivers, the future scientists, and she deliberately is responsible for their murder. And Mr. Biden and his crooked whole regime,
is taking credit for trying to disarm the American people when we do not possess assault weapons. We possess defense weapons against our government and against communists like Mr. Biden and Mrs. Harris, along with Sarah Brady. Now, I've already filed to declare war on Israel. They are a religion. They claim they're God's chosen people, and the First Amendment says the Congress shall establish no religion, and that's the only sore spot that I have with Mr. Donald Trump, is that he's giving them billions of dollars along with all of the other past presidents in establishment of a group that claimed they are a religion and God's chosen people, and they had a right to genocide the people in Palestine to form a state within Israel, and then now they want to take over the whole the country of it. By him moving the embassy from Tel Aviv and making Jerusalem the capital of the Israelites, they are not Israelites. An Israelite is not a Jew, and a Jew is not an Israelite. These people are strictly evil, wicked, and they caused the First World War, the Second World War, and every war we've had since. And now we're in their gun sights. We're next, like China and Russia. So I don't know how much of this got through you, but I do want the name of the person who will help me file the treason and criminal subversion, because I'm pretty sure it's something under Aid to the Enemy Act, which could be applied to the Democratic Party and its leaders who want to destroy this country, who changed our morals, they've changed our money, and they've changed our law. They even created two new sexes. His and his, her and her. So I don't know if this is going over your network or not. But
I get what you're saying here. I mean, you know, the Democrats count genders the way they count the votes.
Well, Stalin said, I don't care if you vote. All I care is who counts the votes. So this whole election was one big fraud, like Mr. Trump said. But there again, he aided in abetting his enemy when he supports Israel, because Israel and the Jewish lobby, not the ones who believe in the Torah, because I think they're against homosexuals, they're against plural marriages, they're against genociding children, but I am against the one that in the Talmud there it says, my Lord was conceived during Mary's menstrual cycle, and she was a prostitute. Those are the kind of things that I consider as hate speech, and now they're going to try to tell me I speak hate speech when I expose the Jewish lobby for what they've done, not only to this country, but around the world.
Yes, so definitely. More people are starting to reject this idea that...
Because I do want to demand a new election here in Arizona. I believe it was all fraud because they destroyed our president's re-election signs, and then they even stole the major portion of them. They were never put up.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a dirty campaign and a dishonest campaign. And yes, it's fraudulent from sea to shining sea. There is not a single state in this country whose election numbers can be trusted or believed in.
I'm willing to file a lawsuit now to put a stop to this, because they've gone too far. Now they're trying to tell me they're going to take away, buy back my gun, which they did not sell to me, and they're going to limit me to a gun that you have to cock it every time you pull the trigger once. This is called...
Yes.
And I've done this research, and I don't want to be respectful to the people who misunderstand me. The word niggardly, the word niggard, and the word nigger. There are three different definitions. The first definition, the niggardly, is one who's covetous, overbearing, brutal, miserly, stingy, parsimonious. That is the government that's in control of our country now. A niggard, N-I-G-G-A-R-D, is every American who went along with accepting a Social Security card, a Federal Reserve note, and a driver's license. These are mandatory insurance. So I want everybody that's listening to this story, If they've accepted that, they've qualified for the word niggard, N-I-G-G-A-R-D. And the one who did it to you was the insurance lobby, the Senate and the Congress, and the nine whores in the Supreme Court who are out to destroy this country and have done a damn good job of it.
All right. Well, listen, Anthony, thank you very much. Anthony, we're going to have to let you go here because we got callers on the line and we're getting into the second hour of the show. So thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, a couple of things on my mind, Mike. You know what you just said about that clown who said talk about re-education camps? Hey, idiot. What's it you're asking for? Because you just might get it, but on you. You're talking about most of the red states in this country, the most heavily armed states, the most veterans, the hardest and the toughest, all right? There's a, there's a mountain, I've got a mountain right behind my house. I used to like to want to hike there, right?
Yes.
And it was a couple of years ago when I first moved here, you know, and I was... hiking, I got stopped. The guys with rifles, okay? If you can't go here, this is private land, right? And I found out shortly afterward, it's a survivalist camp. And I've been hearing gunfire all constantly now. And it ain't little pistols either. These sound to me like AR-15s and AK-47s and maybe something even more powerful, okay? People are getting ready. People are angry, Mike, just below the surface.
Yes.
You know, I don't want this. I'm too old for this. You know, I'm trying to be peaceful. I'm trying to think peaceably. But nobody is going to go and, you know, pick me up for a concentration camp. No, ain't going to happen. I'm going to take questions. And who are they going to have to do it? You little lefties ain't going to do it. You're going to get massacred. You're going to send the FBI? The FBI would get massacred if they tried to do it. They're not soldiers. You're basically... shyster lawyers with guns. That's all they are. But who else are you going to send after them? The military's not going to do it, I can promise you. Not the mid-level officers and enlisted men. They're loyal as they come. They come from these places, from places like this. They don't come from the big cities. Some do, but a few, especially the combat troops, they come from places like this. All right? And Mike, I was saying, and we also not going to buy your silly COVID. Sorry, either. We're not going to lock down again. You may get New York and places like that to lock down. You ain't going to get red states. Okay? You're not going to get the cooperation. Who's going to listen to not going to Thanksgiving? All right? That's ridiculous.
True.
And by the way, Mike, I was talking to you yesterday about the possibility of martial law, that Trump calling martial law. You didn't seem to approve it. I don't approve it either. But as a last resort, this election is a coup. What they've done is an attempted coup on this country.
This yes,
is not
it
just
is.
Some stealing. This is not just stealing, like in some small, in some small election area of Chicago. This is huge. This is they actually overcame a landslide. This is a Trump landslide. This is a coup, Mike. And as a last resort, if I was Trump, this is what I would be thinking. It's not just me as president. He's fighting for the Constitution of this country and the survival of this country. Because if this is allowed to go through, I think that's the end of the United States of America as we know it. I think it would only be a very short
time.
Agree. Totally slow, or going to civil war, most being very likely. He has to do something. And if it comes down to it as a last resort, the Supreme Court doesn't listen or doesn't do what they're supposed to do, I think he needs to do it. And I think he's preparing for it. Everything I gathered, the way he got rid of Esper there and put in a special forces guy who's much closer to the rank and file of the troops, not to the top generals. They seized that, I believe they seized that information there at the those machines at the Army, at the CIA base there in Germany. I believe they did. I believe they got all that stuff. I saw a press conference.
Mark, I got to put you on hold. I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little...
Welcome back to our show here, and I think that last piece of bump music ought to be the state song for Oregon right now, because meth and cocaine and LSD are now legal there, but plastic straws are still banned, so be very, very careful that you do not get in trouble. All right, we're talking with Mark in North Carolina, and a reminder, we've got open lines right now if you want to call on in. Area code 512-248-8252. So getting back to Mark, what's on, you know, please continue.
Yeah, like I said, Mike, you know, they don't understand what they're dealing with. I mean, there's a lot of anger around here, okay? And this is the area where people hunt, okay? Know how to hunt animals. Mm-hmm. I don't hunt. I love animals too much, okay? But the thing is, people who do, they know how to stalk. They know how to track. They know how to set traps. You got all kinds of veterans here. You got plenty. Militias like the Oath Keepers and others, all around the red, pretty much around the red states. This is the last place you people want to mess with. You think you're going to come for us? We'll come for you. We'll put you in a concentration camp if it comes down to it, okay? A re-education camp. They're going to do that to us.
Listen, if we do that, I have an idea. If we put the liberals into re-education camps, the first thing we teach them is which bathroom to use.
Which what?
Which bathroom to use.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be a good lesson. And what's really a man and what's really a woman, you know?
Yes, true.
I mean, this is just crazy. And it's with this COVID stuff on top of it, with their lockdowns, you know, come on. It's not going to do anybody any good. And a mask aren't doing anybody any good either. I was at the gym just before, right? And I was talking with people there. They know these masks are a joke. They know that the best way to combat any kind of a virus or to prevent any kind of virus is to exercise, get plenty of sunshine and fresh air, and take some supplements and eat right. Don't stuff your face full of McDonald's hamburgers. Make that your diet. Okay? That's the secret. That should square you away. But these pigs, you know, but they want to, they're not interested in that good health, Mike. They want us sick. They want us weak. Why do you think people were locked down and told to stay in their house? The first lockdown, I didn't listen. I was out there. I went to the store. I went to the, I did what I needed to do. I couldn't go to the gym at the time because they locked it down. I went hiking. I was outside. I was, driving around. I was doing, and I was wearing a mask. They didn't hardly have any masks anyway. Okay?
Yes.
And I'm not a young guy. I'm up there in your age limit. All right?
You have my deepest sympathies.
I take care of myself. Okay? I'm not I'm not going to take their poisonous vaccine either, because that vaccine will make you sick, at the very least, if it doesn't kill you. I mean, this is an RNA vaccine. This is a deadly vaccine. They have it's untested. It's dangerous.
Yes.
And you'd be crazy to take it. But, and Bill Gates opened his mouth too about Parlay, whatever it's called.
Yes.
Who is this guy, Mike? Who is this clown? Just because he stole a lot of money, he thinks he's God? I mean, come on. And people have made it clear they don't like him. He was whining about that before, too. This little nerd, though, I think is more as evil as Hitler and more dangerous, because he's got all this access to these vaccines and these germs and who knows what else. They got to be kidding, Mike. They really do.
Well, one of the things that worries me about Bill Gates is how he's talked over the years about using vaccines to reduce the human population on Earth. And I notice that apparently at least one of these two vaccines that is nearing final approval is using cells from aborted fetuses. And I'm very concerned that one of the real purposes of this vaccine campaign is to trick women's bodies into treating a pregnancy as if it was an infection, thereby triggering miscarriages.
Mike, you are absolutely right. This clown is obsessed with lowering the world's population, okay? And he comes from a family of that also. His father was the head of Planned Parenthood in Seattle. Now, I'm not going to condemn the guy because of his father, but he shows he's just like his father. It's like Max Blumenthal, one of the great investigative reporters today, all right? His father, Sidney Blumenthal, a real scumbag, okay? One of the biggest political scumbags around. Even Obama didn't want to hire him in his administration. But Max is the real deal, okay? He's totally anti-war. He goes to places like Syria to investigate what's really going on.
Mark, I'm sorry. I've let you talk a while here. We got to take another break for commercials, and we got other callers waiting. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phones to JR in Georgia. Hello, JR. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Excuse me, Mike. Some interesting callers this afternoon. I'm going to say something that might make some people mad, but you need to slow your roll on this presidential election. There's still a ways to go, but chances are this is going to end up in front of the Supreme Court.
Yes.
At a minimum. And as it stands right now, and what we know from historical judges by this current Supreme Court, chances are this is going to come down to Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Because you've got three, Alito, Barrett, and Thomas. Roberts is probably done. He's going to go with the flaming liberals. So it's going to take those two to push it to a 5-4 vote.
Okay.
I do not see that happening. I see one of them caving. If the Supreme Court has to make a decision. And I know everybody wants to see all the different alt medias putting out information in regards to this is a complete and total absolute fraud.
Yes.
And one of the leading alt medias is Gateway Pundit. And they're like a hog that's just got out of the pen. They're in a harvested cornfield, and they're just snorting up everything they can snort. And they've been posting daily now for 6 or 7 straight days that this is a complete fraud.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of people
with
out there.
With ample reason.
You're listening. Pardon?
I said with ample reason.
I'm sure they have ample reason. That's exactly the premise I said. You might want to slow your roll a little bit and not get too amped up thinking that this thing could possibly be changed, because there's several walls that still have to be hurdled to get to the conclusion that most of us want in this listening world. Because the one thing
that I understand what you're saying, the entire governmental judicial system is aligned against Donald Trump, and Biden may well succeed in the coup d'etat, but that is not going to stop anybody from looking at the election of 2020 as the most fraudulent in American history.
And I'm by no way means suggesting they will not look at it that way in a historical context. But the fact of the matter will be this. The coup d'etat will be complete and finished if Biden puts his hand on that Bible. Now, what happens after that? I'm not a disciple. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't tell you. I don't even have an opinion what's going to happen. But the
Well, the country's going to be pulled hard left. I mean, the war party is back in power if Biden puts his hand on that Bible. You've got the squad is already trying to tug him into the extreme left. It's like I said the other day, you know, when I was a kid in public school, they were teaching gun safety, and today we have drag queen story hour.
Oh, and that's a generational culture change that has occurred over the past 40 or 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us who are, go ahead. All of us who are of age are aware of this.
Yes.
I'm 60, and I grew up during the age of taking a gun in a car to school property, and no one said a thing.
Yes.
I mean,
that's
I
true.
Lived in the country.
Yes.
No one said a word about it. It could be learned. Lying in your back seat, a .22 long rifle, little old Ruger or Remington rifle used for bunny hopping shooting.
Yes.
But this is a completely different world that we live in now. And many of your previous callers I agree with. I do believe that the first shot of the Civil War, if it ever does come to fruition, was on the night of the election. I firmly believe that. That was the first
yes.
Fort Sumter shot that was fired.
Yes.
And I'm just asking people, just don't get overconfident in regards to this election process, because to be honest with you, if I'm putting money in Vegas, Biden's in the office.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because apparently the bookies in Vegas are still not paying out on any of the wagers because, in their opinion, the matter is far from settled. Now, nobody is overconfident that Trump is going to succeed in overcoming this coup d'etat. But we're certainly working toward that, more for the idea that we have got to restore integrity to our elections. We've got to restore control over the government to the American people. And so I certainly don't intend to slow down the roll. I'm reporting all the good news and the bad news about what's going on in all these court battles. But mostly it's the sheer volume of the allegations and evidence coming on out that the American people need to deal with the fact that they have been cut out of the running of their own country.
This will be my last statement here. If there's already video out today of that lady who was the attorney for the Trump team, mm-hmm. what's her name?
Sidney Powell. Yes.
And she confirmed two things. This is the worst crisis, if you want to call it that, since 1775.
Yes.
And then she verified that there was actual servers in Germany gathered up, but she said, now you had to listen to her in the video, I don't know if it's the good guys or the bad guys. You can go look that up.
Well,
on
according,
the internet.
Okay, according to One American News Network, the data on whatever servers were seized gives Trump something like, you know, 400 and plus electoral college votes. So they literally did try and reverse a landslide, and of course it just made it too obvious what was being done.
I don't know that particular part of the story. I just don't. I can't lay claim to it. But thank you for your time, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we're going to go to Jeff in Utah. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Just wanted to say we're going into the New World Order, whether it's with Trump or Biden. Okay, that's for sure. Two of the biggest globalist agendas are 5G and vaccines. Just so happens those are two of the things that Trump is pushing the hardest. He's now pushing for 6G. 5G hasn't even killed the amount of people it's going to kill yet, and he's already pushing for 6G. Trump still has not fired the CIA director or the FBI director.
Yes, we may see that in the coming weeks.
Right. There was no landslide for Trump. What there was a landslide on Americans, their jobs, their lives, their futures, their children's lives, the landslide that destroyed the future of most Americans. The election, I call it a selection, it's a distraction to keep your eyes off of the vaccines that are going to be rolled out by the military with weaponry, maybe even at gunpoint. We're going to be assaulted by our own military, and Trump is also responsible for that because of Operation Warp Speed. What do you have to say about those things?
Well, first of all, it's not yet confirmed that the mandatory will be that the vaccine will be mandatory. The use of U.S. troops to enforce it is a violation of posse comitatus, and I think a lot of people are just going to resist and refuse. Like I said, I would not even consider getting the vaccine until at least 6 months after it went into general distribution because of what happened back in 1976 with the swine flu vaccine. Now, I'm very disappointed in Trump. I worked very hard to keep Hillary out of the Oval Office in 2016. Trump has been a disappointment. I will agree with you on that. But looking at the agenda that is emerging from Biden's transition team, they're going to pull this country. Again, they're openly admitting they want a socialist America. They want a communist America. I'm definitely opposed to that.
I am, too. But did you hear that Biden is going to put Hillary in charge of the UN, which then the defund the police comes in and the police go away. They bring in UN troops under Hillary. Now, if Trump had done what he said and put Hillary away, Hillary couldn't be in control of the UN troops.
I agree with you on that. But I think a deal was made where Trump told Hillary, don't contest the results of the election and you will not be arrested. And I think that was the deal that was made there. And by the way, Biden is planning on making Hillary the United States ambassador to the United Nations, which is a far cry from putting her in charge of it. Okay.
Okay, that's true. But the UN troops, their job will be to disarm Americans, and they will also help with the forced vaccinations, and they'll probably bring mostly UN troops from the UN, I mean the Chinese troops, and they don't like Americans. They'll be very brutal with us. There's also some camps up in Canada now that are manned by Chinese troops, and those are going to be used to put dissenters, gun owners, and people that don't want to take vaccines in concentration camps. Did you know about that?
Well, I've heard this story, but it's been contradicted by a lot of other people. Anyway, Jeff, we're getting short on time, and I got a bunch of calls to get through, so thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Kevin in West Virginia. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Mike. I have a couple things that are on my mind. The first thing that I want to talk to you about real quickly is Hammer, H-A-M-R. I'm curious to know how many people have heard of the name of Dennis Montgomery, who was the creator of Hammer. Hammer is a surveillance. Hammer is a surveillance tool that was wrote after 9/11 back in 2002, 2003. Hammer and scorecard go together. Scorecard being like an application on your cell phone to use. They use scorecard the night of the election. You've seen it done in real time when they froze the election results that on November 3rd. You've seen scorecard. You've seen it in real time. And they had to freeze everything because the landslide for Trump was so huge, they could not steal it. So what they did was clone blocks of Joe Biden votes, and you do this at the transfer points when it hits the quote-unquote internet. They cloned these blocks of, I think it was 112,000 at a time, over 10 states. That is the algorithm that Sidney Powell is saying that she found, was the cloned Joe Biden blocks of votes is what it is. So Hammer, going back to Hammer, was a super weapon that the United States came up with, surveillance. And if most people would actually, the CIA created it. John Brennan is tied into this because if the people actually know that he quote unquote commandeered, you could actually say stole, the super weapon and unleashed it on the people. So we talk about the coup d'etat this election. Not only is this a coup d'etat against Trump, but it's to cover up their tracks with Hammer. Dennis Montgomery wrote Hammer. Not only did he write it, but he was supplied the computers by none other than Special Counsel Robert Mueller. And so all ties in with Joe Biden and seaports. And I'm sure you've heard about these ports, one in Wilmington, Delaware, ties into the Chinese owning these ports and having quote unquote Club K car, which is a weapon system, missiles in a box, if you will. This all ties together, and why this coup is actually happening. See, it's deeper than just Donald Trump was an outsider. It's covering up their crimes. This is what all this is all about, covering up what they've done. They've sold the United States out to the communists. They sold them out to all of these things, all of these other, you know, places. What you will, but if people would just do their due diligence, look up Dennis Montgomery, look up Hammer, look up what this is, what has happened and transpired with these ports off of Wilmington, Delaware, and all the way down to Florida. They have us surrounded with these box missile systems. I mean, all of this is public. You can go; people can go and look this up and research it. But when you run across...
Well, you need to be careful because there's a lot of false stuff being poured onto the internet in an attempt to make it look like we're unreliable compared to the corporate media, although that's going to take a great deal of work to accomplish. Anyway, Kevin, we're getting short on time, and I got a bunch of calls to get through. Thank you very much for the call, and we're going to switch over to Brother Glover in Virginia. Hello, brother. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, we lost him. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael. Good day to you. Aloha. Good to hear Kevin from West Virginia. I'm glad he called in. I wish he'd call in more often. He's very, very informative. Calling Kevin. But, and to another call from Georgia, he was pretty much right on, too. This is 1860 here, Mike, what's going on. But, you know, here in the Miami Herald, and they were talking on the radio show here today and this morning, this thing that's going on with these computers was actually designed in Venezuela by some technician in Venezuela. He's working for George Soros. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I heard about that. And now they've turned it against America.
Yeah, and now the Herald, even this guy Mudd here on the South Florida show was talking about this algorithm and all that. All this crap is coming out of Venezuela. I'm like, what? And the way he was explaining it, I guess that, you know, Soros is paying, these billionaires are all behind this. This whole billion, it's a billionaire elite club that is paying to steal this election from Trump. Because, you know, Mike, I want to bring this to your attention, to that other caller. all these illegal aliens that are coming here, they're the first ones that should be inoculated with this new vaccine that Trump wants to pump out. You got 9 million Californians illegally in that state. Take that vaccine and put them in them. And if you want to think you're going to come to this country, you're going to get vaccinated right there by the military on the border, and everyone that sneaks in is going to get a catch whoever they catch. You vaccinate them with the vaccine, see if it works, then you send them back to Mexico and to Central America, see how long it lasts. Okay? And if they're good, okay, they stand in line and apply for citizenship in their home country, and we'll see how this vaccine will work out instead of putting on the American public first. Let them do it for a year over there with these illegals.
Tom, I got to put you on hold. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with Tom after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program this Thursday, and we're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. And Tom, just pick up where you left off.
Yes, Michael, I do believe today's bumbling Biden's birthday today. Is that correct? He's 78 years old today?
Yes, I think so.
Bumbling Biden just turned 78 today, I believe. This guy, when he, if he ever gets a inaugural address he'll have to read from a teleprompter. He'll never be ad-libbed. I mean, this guy's nuts. Camilla will probably get that job within 2 years. You can bet on that. They're grooming her already probably within a year or so to take that presidency. If
Bumpy Biden
does get in, I don't think he'll make it. I think Trump's going to probably maybe pull this out by the skin of his teeth. He might pull this thing out. Who knows? With the Supreme Court.
I certainly hope he does.
Pray for that. Yeah, we do too. And but you know, Mike, getting back to Venezuela with the thievery they did over there, and
yes.
Soros and all these billionaires, you still got these Steyers. You got Blumenthal. I mean, Bloomberg, Soros. You got all these schmucks and some, like Gates and all that. They're all trying to promote the Democrat Party to win everything. That's exactly what they want, okay? And it's what's going on in Georgia. I have a feeling, Mike, they're going to try to steal one of those Senate seats, but they know if they take two, there'll be anarchy in the country. It'll be civil war, like the one caller for Georgia said. They're going to probably make it so close that it's 51-49. That's what they're going to do, Mike. You watch. They're going to rig this like they did this presidential election. They're going to try to rig this Senate race. Even though both Republicans will probably win, one of them may lose. So I'm just throwing that out there, Mike. It happens, but if they were doing both of those seats, I think it would be all out anarchy, all out civil war, no question about it. This country can't absorb all these illegal immigrants and this horde, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we can't deal with this immigration.
It does
anymore,
feel like
I know too many Americans. Yeah, go ahead.
It does feel like we're approaching a breaking point. And again, I've been suggesting for years that the United States. May end in a Soviet Union-style collapse, and it almost feels like we're heading into that right now, especially with this push for socialism. Anyway, listen, Tom,
yeah,
I'm going to let
you
go.
I got to tell you one thing. There's a lot of fighter planes flying over Homestead Air Force Base that I haven't heard before at this time of the year. I mean, it seems like every day now the fighters are flying by. It seems like they're not even that high up in the air. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on at the Air Force Base, I guess, over here down in South Florida. Well, I don't know. It's a lot of weird stuff going on, Mike, but we'll see how it turns out. I know you got another call. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot. Real quick, Miles in Maine, we're almost at the end of the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got to disagree with Tom there. The first ones I want to see inoculated is the Congress and Senate. And
I would agree with that one. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know, Michael. To me, it looks like Trump's been picking up ground. Can you I'll let you go, but can you kind of comment on that?
Well, I'm not privy to the inner machinations of his legal teams, but certainly, we're seeing a lot of people come forward, including Democrats, willing to sign affidavits saying that they witnessed all kinds of skullduggery with the election. And I think that if Trump can get this into the Supreme Court.
How about on the recount? How's that?
They're cheating on the recounts. Georgia cheated on the recount. They basically were told, use the vote totals from election night instead of actually doing the recount. That came through today. Anyway, listen, we got to let you go.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, all right, thanks an awful lot. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of things to share with you. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It has never been more important that you do so. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.